all news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
The mother of a Queens woman fatally electrocuted during Superstorm Sandy is suing Con Edison.
The call came not from the police or Con Ed, but from a neighbor. Kim Tinnen says she rushed home to find her daughter had been electrocuted in the family's Richmond Hill driveway.
With a charred remains. Smell. That's how I found out.
23-year-old Lauren Abraham came in contact with the downed wire during Sandy. Her body burst into flames, and it was 2 hours before the power was finally turned off.
The flames grew so large that one neighbor didn't even realize that a person was being burned.
Attorney Doug Wigdor says Con Ed could have cut power during the storm or installed cutoffs to prevent electrocution. Now, the family's suing, although Wigdor won't say for how much. Al Jones, 1010 Winds on Fifth Avenue. When-